Hey y'all, welcome to Up the Coast with Alex and Britt. We are excited and honored to have Duke head coach Marissa Young joining us. Coach Young, the three-time All-American pitcher from the University of Michigan, time Big Ten Pitcher of the Year, also Big Ten Player of the Year, no stranger to success on the field, has now found that success as a head coach. Back in July of 2015, Coach Young was named the first head coach in Duke softball history, tasked with building the first ever softball program in Durham. The inaugural season happened in 2018, and just after two complete seasons, Duke secured their first ACC championship, the first bid to the postseason. Coach Young was named ACC Coach of the Year, and then continues to one-up themselves each year. 2022 made the first Super Regional, and then just last year hosted their first Super Regional. So, Coach, going back to when you took the head coaching job in 2015, what were your thoughts when you stepped onto campus on how to build a foundation of success? And how have you been able to maintain that and continue to grow each?
I think being at a place like Duke, where excellence is around you in the classroom and in so many programs, I not only wanted to start a program, but I wanted it to be successful. And I knew that we had to do that by setting really high standards. It would take time, you know, to grow this thing, but surround yourself with great people, get everybody really bought in and invested in our core values, and the rest will take care of itself. And I really feel like that's happened. Of course, pitching has been really our strength since day one and will continue to be. And, you know, just building a team full of really great athletes that love to compete and are versatile has been the key to our success.
Awesome. You mentioned your core values. What would you say your core values were from day one and to today?
Really living a life of excellence on and off the field. I want to not only build great softball players, but great women. Hard work, obviously, and I think a lot of people these days like to throw that term around, but it's really just being willing to do what others aren't and what others don't. Being great communicators. And I think that that's difficult in today's time of, you know, wanting to have difficult conversations and being authentic and vulnerable and all of those things, and being great competitors. So those are really our pillars. And we find ways to really highlight players that are living those core values on a day-to-day basis.
Love it. What's one of the things that you are most proud of since taking over the program and kind of creating it?
I think that we are living a life of excellence. You know, obviously winning a championship is definitely proof of that on the field. But the fact that we've had every player who's graduated this program leave with either a job in hand or admission into grad school, you know, they're really prepared for life when they leave our program. And I just love seeing them thrive and, you know, just owning the arenas that they're in post-graduation. And really, that's a full circle moment for me as a coach.
Did you know that you always wanted to coach as you kind of made that transition yourself? Was that something that was always in your future?
Not at all. I honestly wanted to go to law school and wanted to be a criminal attorney. And I started giving pitching lessons for one of my former teammates. She had a facility. And I started doing pitching lessons just on the side and really fell in love with the connection that I had with players and coaching, and the rest was history.
Wow. I'm sure you've been a great lawyer too. Maybe after you win a couple national championships, you can go to law school and keep challenging yourselves. looking at this year, and we just mentioned it before we started recording, the success that you're having is incredible. You have one loss on the season, and that was the first game of the year to Oklahoma, defending national champions. You've outscored your opponents 159-15, which I had to go count and double check that my numbers are right. I went back two or three times because that was just unbelievable. 14 shutouts on the year, a 0.73 team ERA, and a 980 fielding percentage. To me, when I watch Duke, you can pitch, you can hit, you can field, you can base run at an elite level. And we've seen it throughout the years since you've been there. You know, you mentioned you always have pitching. You've had some speed, you've had youth, but this year I feel like it's all there and it's been consistent all year long. At this point in the season, how do you maintain that consistency? Because I feel like every team so far throughout the country has dropped a game they shouldn't have, but not Duke.
We talk about consistency, how you show up every single day, every practice, your ability to maintain your focus for the duration of practice or the duration of the game is really key. And I think in the past, our team has played up and down based on the jersey across the field, and they really were committed to that not being the case this year, that we would show up and play our best softball regardless of who we're playing. And that's really tough to do, you know, really tough to do day in and day out. But we just continue to find small goals to play a game within the game, and they've really bought into that and stayed committed to it. And yeah, I mean, our pitching staff is just elite, you know, the amount of shutouts that we've thrown, and defense has really gone to another level this year. That was our nemesis last year, and Coach Taylor and Coach Liv have done a phenomenal job with infield and outfield improving. So the pitchers just feel so confident going out there to throw, and obviously offensively up and down the lineup, we're getting production. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and your offense
awesome to watch, yeah.
Doesn't just do it one way. I love that you can play small ball. You can hit the home runs when you need to. You mentioned like the small goals within a game. What are some of those, if you don't mind sharing?
How quickly we can make adjustments. If we're getting lead outs, our ability to punch back. So if the other team scores, are we able to punch back quickly? And then another big one for us is being able to score in multiple innings, you know, be able to keep that momentum going.
That's good. So what would you say, obviously I love those key indicators kind of how you guys are defining success and the things that you guys need to accomplish to have those quote unquote good games. But what is the identity of your team? We heard a little bit about core values of the program, but what is this 2024 team like?
They are a lot of fun. There's never a dull moment in this locker room or in the dugout. And I think that they are playing really just free and having a lot of fun with one another. But they also know, you know, when it's time to turn up and be really focused and locked in. But they're able to do that without a lot of tension. And so playing free has been great for this group.
And you mentioned your defense with Taylor being a new addition to your coaching staff and Brian and Olivia just in her second year. How have they added to the program and been a benefit to your players?
You know, I think Taylor's been a great addition in the sense that, you know, we played her in the postseason last year. And so for her to come on the side and say, hey, this is how we you know, this was our scouting report to beat you, or this is how we plan to attack you as a team. And it was like pretty humbling for them to be like, whoa, you know, she knows her stuff. But also she's really great at challenging them in ways that they can be better, while also giving them a lot of confidence in the things that they already do well. And Coach Liv has been working with our outfield for a while now, and it just continues to, our outfield's making ESPN plays game in and game out. And then Coach Brian has really taken over with the catchers. And, you know, Kelly and Frankie have both been doing a phenomenal job catching our pitchers back there and being a complete battery.
Awesome. Yeah, it's been so much fun to watch and just kind of the different aspects. And they all fall into place so seamlessly, it seems like. So kind of transitioning a little bit to specific players. Jayla Wright, I mean, you said pitching will always be strong for you and has been so far. But let's talk about her a little bit. You know, Britt and I kind of talk about her a lot because she really is a star on the team. But we wouldn't call it like a turnaround year, but this year she just seems different. It's her aura out there. It's her confidence in the circle. You know, she's just really good. Why do you think that is looking like that this year? And what has she done? What have you guys worked on together to give her that level of confidence and success?
She's had such a wonderful evolution here in our program. And I think year one was really about improving her stuff. And then the next year it was like, okay, how do I follow up now that Peyton's gone? And I think she tried to put too much onto her shoulders and kind of lost herself along the way. And this year she just knows it's her last year and she wants to go out being herself. And, you know, she knows her stuff is good. And she's just going out there really confident and having fun and enjoying being out there and competing.
Yeah, you mentioned
things.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Right. But just kind of on the topic of Jayla Wright real quick with Cassidy Curd and some of the other pitchers that you have, you know, what are you wanting these young pitchers to learn from Jayla, or what is it that she's just kind of taken it upon herself?
I think that our success comes from having such a great staff. They dominate in their own way. They're all very unique. And so I really work to empower them to go be who you are on the mound. And I think that, they're able to watch Jayla own her stuff and not try to be something she's not. She's just like mastering her pitches and going out there and doing her thing. And so for each of the younger pitchers, just understanding, I don't have to be great at everything. I don't have to have 5 and 6 different pitches, but whatever it is that I do well, I need to own it and make sure that shows up every day.
Staying on the pitching staff, when Danny Drugmuller announced she was going to transfer in from Pitt, I believe you had a quote saying that she was transferring into a program that had 2 elite starting pitchers and that you knew that she was a competitor because she wanted to come here and win. How is that addition and her experience, knowing that she's here to win, not necessarily be the star of your pitching staff? How has she really shaped like your bullpen and your staff?
She is such a mature player and just a great personality. And I still, give her the most credit and respect for coming here. She's not getting the innings that she had at Pitt, but she's really embracing her role and what she can do well here to help us win. And I think all of the pitchers have pushed her as much as she's pushed them coming in with the experience that she has. And she's, going to help us down the stretch.
Love it. We've seen a lot of transfers, I think, this year come in and really make an impact to some programs. So we like to see her continuing to do well when her number is called. But now kind of transitioning focus to a little bit more of your senior class as a whole. So we know that you returned the core of your team from last season, and you had some freshmen in some really big roles last year. But now looking kind of at those upperclassmen, the senior class in particular, what have they meant to the program, and what is it that you are most proud of?
Yeah, this is it feels like second round of babies that I've really seen come in and grow up, and a big class going out. It's going to be a big loss to our program, but again, I'm just most proud of the fact of how much each of them have grown individually as human beings on the field, and also in their personal life of just, being more confident and owning the room in the arenas that they're in as they leave here. So I'm super thankful for the mark that they've left on this program and how they continue to instill greatness in our underclassmen. They lead by example, but they also know how to get out of the way and, let the younger kids feel free to be themselves and go play. And I think that's really important. But they are super determined to take this program to the College World Series before they go.
And this group, for the most part, your seniors, has stuck together for their 4 years here, and in an environment in college athletics with a transfer portal and all these temptations, NIL and things like that, how has it been that you as a program and as a coach and a team been able to keep this core together for 4 years and be able to really develop them as a player under one head coach?
I think player development is definitely a strength of our program. We cannot rely on the transfer portal to bring many kids in because of our academic standards. So they know that we're going to recruit them and help them grow as players. And they've really bought into working hard and paying their dues, that their time will come. And I give them a lot of credit for that. There are a lot of kids that will pick up and go elsewhere. But I think teaching them that they all have value, even though it may not be your number or your name in the starting lineup every day, but they're helping this program be successful, is definitely key to helping those kids stay invested and continue to want to grow, even when you're not able to reward them with playing time.
Yeah. While on the topic of player development and people development, you have several young children yourself. And what has it meant to you and your husband and your family as a whole to be able to have these strong women and strong athletes kind of impact and influence your own children?
Well, early on in starting the program, my girls really, were blessed to be around this environment to learn and grow with these role models around them. And, now they're to the age where some of my players were their former teammates, and that's a whole different dynamic, but a lot of fun for them to come now and see their college friends thriving. And before you know it, they're going to be off to college themselves. So I'm just glad that they've been around the game and had this college experience prior to them going off and spreading their wings.
Now, do you have Florida and UCLA on the schedule coming up the next couple of years?
You know, Kirk and I have talked about getting that tournament going, and we're going to Florida next year.
Awesome. That'll be fun and exciting to watch. And I'm sure a lot of nerves on both sides, but you've got to be super proud. I'm looking forward to this week. You've got a big midweek with Liberty. They always, you know, challenge some big schools out there. You can never overlook them. They always have a big strength of schedule. And then Florida State this weekend. Your team's rolling right now. I mean, I don't know what you need to correct or get better at, but what's your focus this weekend with your team going into the Florida State series and Liberty? What are you going to focus on and work on?
A lot of what I talked about before is just being able to maintain consistency. The game doesn't know, and Liberty is a really good team. So going there to play them on the road, you've got to be ready to play quality seven innings of softball. And then obviously going to Florida State is always a wonderful experience, great environment. And, you know, we know that they're going to give us three great games. So looking forward to being able to make adjustments from one game to the next.
We hear a lot, too, the phrase that the game doesn't know. And it's one that I, you know, was pounded in my head as a player, too, because on paper, you can be better and supposed to win games, right? And Britt mentioned it very early in our conversation that you guys haven't given up those games and those tough losses that, quite frankly, like some teams just shouldn't be losing to. And how are you keeping your team present? How are you guys approaching those sometimes, you know, hard midweeks that you're like, I'm tired, I'm this, you're looking ahead to other things and you're not necessarily in the present moment? What's your guys' philosophy?
I'm really just finding ways to reset one game to the next and giving them a fresh focus. I think our upperclassmen are also doing a great job. This team is very much player led by some great leaders in the locker room that know exactly how to motivate the team and can also cue us in as coaches if there's anything that they need from us specifically. But this is a really driven group and they know what they want and we're getting after it.
Well, looking big picture, I think it goes without saying it's got to be exciting to be the host of the ACC tournament this year, get to play on your home field. Is your team excited? Is it something you're talking about or we're not looking that far ahead yet?
Oh, we're definitely excited about it. We've got a new scoreboard going up in the outfield as we speak. So that's, you know, we're looking forward to that being here for the ACC tournament and hopefully wanting to host farther into postseason.
Yeah, I saw your tweet. It was kind of cryptic. I was going to ask you to spill the beans, but you did it without me asking. So that's exciting. So we're going to have like a just build on top of what you have right now or?
Or putting up a video board, and then they're going to move our existing board over to it. So, yeah,
awesome.
Bigger and better.
That's exciting.
Cool. Very cool. So you guys obviously are very prevalent right now in the top couple of rankings and stuff. You guys are obviously top in the ACC, top contender in the country too. Are you guys noticing like what's going on? Do you guys feel like you're right where you should be with some of the rankings that come out? Do the players ever have opinions of, you know, I feel like with the ACC, and I can say this as a former player, Britt, I'm sure you can too. Sometimes I didn't feel like the conference would get enough credit. Now I think that's a whole different ballgame. But what are your guys' thoughts right now?
Players have opinions. It's not something we talk about too much. It's just, you know, bringing them back to how great do we want to be? Are we where we need to be? And again, when we finish each game, regardless of the score, regardless of our opponent, we're always looking at ways that we can get better. And so I think for us, where we are in our program, it's very exciting to be, you know, continue to climb the ladder and be the highest ranked in program history. But at the end of the day, we know we've still got to take care of the games in front of us.
I hope you have a history book that you're just like etching things into continuously because you really are building something that's really special and really fun to watch. So, excited to see how it continues to go.
Yeah, I think it goes without saying, but it doesn't get said enough. What you've done at this program in such a short amount of time is incredible. I saw on Twitter today that a Duke fan tweeted, I think Softball America came out and has you ranked 3 right now. And it was a Duke fan. Like, I hope they're writing a book about this program because This is special. When I was in school, they didn't even have a softball program. Now I'm looking here and they're number 3. So I think what you're doing is incredibly special when you're obviously surrounding yourself with the right people and getting the right players in there. And, you know, there's teams in this conference that have been around for a very long time and haven't made a super regional and you've already hosted one. And I think there's no doubt in my mind this team is set to take the next step. And I don't think your program gets enough notoriety in the national media. I always say that to Alex. I'm like, nobody's really talking. Yeah, they're ranked top five, but you know, they're not talking about them. I don't know if y'all embrace that role. You know what? People aren't giving us the attention we deserve, but you know what? We'll just sneak up and shock the world every year.
Yep. Got to keep going.
Yeah. Well, I've never been to Durham, and I'm super jealous that Duke wasn't, you know, a program when I was still playing. So definitely looking forward to this year and getting to experience what Duke is like on campus. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Bye-bye.